Okay, we start today Bezos Hashem, a new union of Inyone Brachas. Now, started learning through this chavesh they put together here. It's one of the type of things that at least this whole summer's man, if you're in Kailo, you spend the whole morning say there's a big Inyone going on here. So either we start a summer Kailo, when you probably start learning that, but we'll do our best. We'll touch, we'll have a te'ima of what's going on over here, incredible sugis and hilchos brachos and lamdis and halachot. It's beautiful, and in general, it's good to learn these things inside because brachos is one of the most things that preoccupies the whole day's eating. Meila brachos, so let's get an idea what's going on here. So we'll do a bit of learning inside a few of the gemaras which are brought here. Not much. Says the gemara in brachos of lamid hey. The Mishnah says ketzav avochan al aperis. A peris ilanu oimer bar piya eitz chutz min a yain shal a yainu oimer bar piya gofim. While a peris a oretz oimer bar piya adama chutz min a pas shal a pas oimer a mochi lechem in oretz. While a yiraka is oimer bar piya adama abudu oimer bar nimine deshoim. Okay, says the Gemara there on the bottom. Asr loy la adam shehene min a oimer zeb le brocha min a le the svaru. El Svaru Asalai La Adam Shehem and Adam Zebele Bracha. The Gemara is Mayrach to know the Makar. Where is a Bracha coming from? A Svaru. Why? It's Asr for a person to have Hana Mo'olam Hazeb. Says the teen over there on the Rashi. Rashi says El Svaru the Kivan de Nehene Tzoruch Lahoydis Lamisha Baram. Since you're having Hana, it's only a Svaru that you thank the one who created it. Now, this sounds like, okay, very straightforward, very simple, but we'll see that, in fact, there's a big lechakas yishayinim what this means, why you make a bracha, what this means, svaru. Is the svara that you're supposed to thank, or is the svara that it doesn't belong to you until you make a bracha? That it's a form of gezel. You don't make a bracha, you take what doesn't belong to you, you make a bracha, now it belongs to you. There's a lot of differences. It sounds like, okay, call what you want. No, Rashi says, it sounds like Rashi's saying, it's not an issue who it belongs to. You have to thank before you take it. Thank for the Hana. That's right. Kim de Nehene. You have to thank for the Hana. He gave it to you. Now he gave it to you, thank for the Hana. We'll see soon some nafkaminas. Either this week or next week. This is now this breaking ground. Now the Gemara goes on, Tanu Rabbanu, also the Adam Shehenem in the Oilam Azeb Beloy Bracha. Sounds like Rashi. That's like Rashi explained. Also to have Hana without a Bracha. It's a form of mi'ila, like when a person takes kachim for himself. Which they bring over. There's the morale itself is not brought. We don't have that chelik of the morale here. But there's one of the svarim which is brought. Techad varim was mitzayin a morale in the Sivas Avoida, Perik Yudalid, that says that it's to be understood. Mavar Baruch. Who mamish hektish umamin gavoya v'chol oichel b'loy bracha har is a mamish moil behektish v'goizlei. Very strong morale. Morale saying that it's dvarim is kipshutam, not the v'agadata, that it's pashut belongs to Rabbeinu Shalom and a person takes without a bracha, it's me'ila. So the Gemara says, what should you do if you don't know bracha? Ma'ita kante yedechetzachacham my ovidle. What's that going to help you? Ha'ovidle yisura, he ate without a bracha. Elamarava, what you should do is yelech etzachacham meikara before v'yamdenu brachas kadosh lo yehi yovil de meila. Person should go to a chacham beforehand and know what bracha do I make on the food. Amar Avida Amar Shmuel kol nenem in oilam azeb lo bracha kilo nenem mikotche shomayim shenemar l'ashem ha'aretz umaloya. So you see, now it's shifting a little bit. It's starting to sound like that the problem is stealing. First it says the problem is also the honus min olam hazeh b'loy bracha, and then it says if you take olam hazeh b'loy bracha, it's me'ila, which could be hand in hand. Me'ila is part of is having hana from hektish. So, but that's the facts are what the Gemara is planting down is that it's not just a nice thing to do. That's for sure. Now, Rabbi Levi Rami says a stira. K'siv Hashem aretz u'maloya. Hashem owns the whole land. V'ksiv Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem ve'aretz nosan levnei Adam. Which one is it? So loy kasha kan koydim bracha. That's Hashem aretz u'maloya. Kan la'achar bracha. Okay. Now well, there's one more line, even though they bring it later on, but there's an important line here. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa kol anenim el mazeb lebrocha kilu goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'knesses Yisrael, and they bring a drasha. Says Rashi an important word. Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you would think you're taking what doesn't belong to you. Rashi doesn't say that. Goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu es birchasoi. If you ate without a bracha, you stole what? We would have said you stole the food. No, if you ate without a bracha, you stole his bracha. Amazing lesson. Rashi is feeling very medactic over here. The Rashi holds that when the Gemara is saying that it's as if you stole, and it's as if you, the problem is pashut, you have a chiyuv to thank for the hana. It's not a topic of stealing. Now there could be differences over here. There will be differences in halacha. Now let's go on over here just to get concepts. All this was a bracha rishona. How do we know bracha achrona? Well, we're always benching, so it's good to know when we bench, we say three brachas, right? Birkas ha-mazayin, birkas ha-oretz, and then Yushalayim, and then Atoiv ha-metiv is the fourth bracha. The Rabbanon, the Reis, we'll see in a second. Where does it come from? What's this all about? So it's good to know. It's a Gemara, and it's a drasha. The Gemara says, on daf mem ches mebeis in brachas, and we'll see over here, the reason why it's being brought down is, again, Nachum, a fascinating Rashi, that the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanu minayin lebirkas hamazon min ha-toyro. Birkas hamazon is one of the few daraisas we do every day. You know that? It's amazing. We do quite a few. Tefillin is daraisa, Kriyishma daraisa. If a person is by his parents, so he has kibbut aveim. His tzitzis are daraisa. And birkas hamazon is daraisa. But a lot of the things we do, it's a mincha, mariv, birkas rishayna. A lot of things are a lot of the Rabbanu. Of course, we have Talmud Torah. We're full of Daraisas, but the general picture of Yadus, if it's just Daraisas, is a totally different story. The Gemara says, but how do I know Birkas HaTorah is Daraisa? She never chalta v'svato v'rachta. So it means like this: that those words of v'rachta is Birkas HaZon, the first bracha. As the Shemal Kecha is Birkas HaZimun, which it's another amazing thing. We say to bench together when we say mezumin, that is drushes, smachtes, tzukim, beferish, that is to be benched in a group. God bless Hamiti, we'll see another shita. But it says over here, Es Hashem lekecha is in form of togetherness, to bench together is a drusha. Ala oretz ubikas ha-oretz, the second bracha we say, ha-toivaz uboyne Yerushalayim, v'chein uoymer ha-har ha-toivazev ha-levonim. Ashenosan lecha azu ha-toiva ha-metiv. Says the Gemara, Ein li elo la'acharov, I only learned the bracha afterwards. How do I know minayin, lefano minayin? How do I know shahakon nivet varev repi adam, all the brachas we make, repi agafen and so on, minayin amat kavachoymer, kishu sova mevarech kishu roev l'kol shekein. So, what does that mean? So here says Rashi says, kishu sova, the metzainet, mitzul levarech ulahoyde sal svoi, to thank Hashem for your hanav being satiated, kishurav, v'hubala hapik es ravet, to take away your hunger, al yidei briyasa, shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'kol shekein, shezet tzok levaruch l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoyser. Again, Rashi's saying, if you're soveya, you have to have hanav, so when you're filling in that void, your hungry stomach, with briyasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for sure you should be manna. You should make a bracha. All this is Shitas Rashi, that the bracha is going on the Hana. Now, so let's skip a little bit. Says the Ritva. The Ritva is on page Yud Gimel. Here's a whole different song than Rashi. Says the Ritva, Ela Svarohu Asal Adam Shehenim and Oilu Bazeh Bulay Bracha, Pirush, Shem Dekseiv, Hashem Aratzu Mulaya, Kidil Kaman, like we saw. Ve'ech yitol adam mashe enoi shaloi v'yitimenu rishos. Only thing. Doesn't say, how could you have hano without saying thank you? Doesn't say that. He says, how could you take what doesn't belong to you without asking rishos? V'kuhu brachos lefnehem osu mehai svara. And even Shiva Saminim is the Rabbana. But he says, all Birkas Anana is coming from this idea. That what? How could you take what doesn't belong to you? So you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you have a piece of fish because now it belongs to you. The hana is another, of course, that's something else. You're not thanking for the enjoyment, you're thanking for the hana. Nafkamina could be What?
If you don't enjoy it.
Ah, nafkamina nama would be, could be, if you don't enjoy, well, let's say, well, water.
If,
right, that everybody's mashing the lechayra. It's a shulchan aruch. I think maybe it's in the Gemara of a person was nechnak on a umtza or something. You don't make a bracha, right? The person drinks water. Well, the pshat would be, you look at water. If you, the person is choking or something like that, he needs to wash it down. But then suddenly you took a stick. Not as if you're. It's not cold food. Water is not cold food. But the nafkamina might be, think about that example, if a person is eating something which is asur ba'ana, a treif. Person eating something treif. Whatever the circumstances are. Let's say he's even honest. Shulchan Aruch talks about, but in principle, so if you're going to have, if you're taking something which you have to eat, so you make a bracha, because you're taking from Hashem's world and you're eating it. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to him. The piece of treif belongs to him too. But the hana, since it's a hana of isser, which is connected with Sinai, it's an oinus, but it's connected with Sinai the Hanah. So, Korchach, maybe you could say that don't make a bracha on such a Hanah. Perhaps. There's another, let's see, let's bring up the discussions. What about if your person is having less than a shear? There's a question of how much you have to have in order to make a bracha. Bracha Rishon is on a koshu, making a bracha achroina, if you didn't have a shear. We'll still see. The Gemara, the place can talk about. The handle with these things about based on the idea what is the concept of the bracha. I think the Rashba here also on the next page, the Rashba learns that he says Ochagashina Bachala Svarm Svarhu. Asla Adam Shehenam in Oilam Azebula Bracha, Kloimar Bakulu. Whatever it is, Bay Midi de Banatia, Bay Midi La Banatia, whether it's planted fruit, vegetation, or it's fish, you know, whatever it is, candy. Leka the tom bracha lo lefanu la'achar of minat toira el shivas haminim belvad shein tunin la'acharei minat toira hasharminim bein lefneim bein acharein ain tunin klal el misvar v'kras machta ba'alma. So what do you see from the Rashba? So they want to be dayek from here, the mechaber of the countries. He says he wants to learn that like, it's like Rashi. The svar shechayovim lahoydes Hashem isbarach ala hano, and therefore he says bracha achroina is part of the svara. See, according to the Ritva, as he points it over here, the bracha achroina, where do we know bracha achroina from? If the vart is that a bracha is because of hana, so bar nefashos is the same idea. I tasted the enjoyment, now I'm full, I had my drink, I had my food, so it's a svara. You have hana of svia, make a bracha. You're making a bracha on hana. But if the chiyuv of the bracha is because you're taking what doesn't belong to you, so you make a bracha, once you made a bracha and you took what belongs, now belongs to you, who said when you die you take another bracha? Where's the makar of a bracha on enjoyment? And in fact, the Ritva has a makar of a bracha achroina from a different place. The Rashba says it's a svara. Whether the bracha before or afterwards, both come from the same makar. And the Ritva learns that the Makar is someplace else, from Drushas, from the Gemara Darshan's Vuach Achroina, goes on Bar Nefashas too, because he doesn't have a Makar of Svara of Hanah. So the Bracha Achroina, where you're going to know that we make a Bracha Achroina, is also going to be based on the Shitas, if you have a Svara, if you have a Pasuk.
What's the Kavachem Benching?
What's the Kavachem Benching? The Gemara says, Im Sava Mevorech Kishurov Lekol Shekin. What's the Shaykhis? That's very good. The Gemara says, if you survey, you make a bracha like Savashi, it goes very good. If you had enjoyment when you're full, kosher came before you're full, when you have a rumbling stomach, you can make a bracha. But if the vart is, the limur that you make when you shivas aminim, you make a bracha achroino. Where do you see anything about taking over there? As he's asking, where do you see anything about taking? Right. So kimudumani, that the next shtickle over here from the Emek bracha is mamash on that. He has a kasha about this. To see a little bit more clear, Kimdumani, his kasha is only going on the Ritva. He has a shayla. Where do you know? Where do you know from? I want to be mindful more Hashem next week. Do it slower. I don't want to speculate. I was looking through it quickly, but this kasha, the Chayav Veishtag kasha, right? What's the limud from Birchas Hamazon? I'm almost sure he asked this kasha, and also about Pachas Mekashir. Also, this and Abar Yalev. These are two. The Gishmak Shtiklach and the Moishiv Shetayir over here is then Bracha, and the next one Abar Yalev that I. Which I still have to look more be'im, but that's a gishmak akash l'chay. Where's the Ritva learn bracha rishayna from a kavu chayim? So here, That's the kasha. Now, I'm bring up one more. I want to just bring one more nakuda that this will play nafkamina by. And then, now that we know that, Mitzvah, next week we'll be able to talk about the in the applications. Is what do you do about Suffolk brachas lahakel? Suffolk brachas lahakel becomes a big question. There's a big shayla in the Rishonim. A person has a Suffolk if he made a bracha or not. So, what do you do going further? Do you say you're stuck? Or do you say that you're allowed to go further? Does it apply the concept of Suffolk brachas lahakel or not? And the place for that would be is the reason for the chiyuv bracha, a chiyuv because of iser, of taking what doesn't belong to you, chiyuv gezel, or it's a chiyuv kum vaseyan hana. By iser, when you have a side, if you're doing an iser or not, Chazal say that when it's a daraisa, you have a suffolk iser, you have to be machmir. By a derabanan, if you have a suffolk iser, you could be mekel. So if the gezel of the food, if the reason why you can't eat the food is it's an iser of gezel, if you have a suffolk, derabanan, if you're stealing or not, so Chacham said will be mekel, you're not doing an iser. Continue eating without making a bracha. But the Shulchan Aruch in fact says, the person has a suffolk, doesn't know what he did, so he continues eating. Unless, of course, he knows that even if he did it, he didn't really say it. You know, if a person, another person knows that if I said my bracha, then I know I would have remembered saying it. But sometimes a person, anyways, doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes a bracha, some people, when they say a bracha, they'll know that they made a bracha. But sometimes a person, even when he's saying it, doesn't know that he's saying it. So whatever. So, it's a concept we'll talk maybe more about. Now, oh, so Birchas HaReach, it's another place. Right, you're not taking anything. So if there's an Isser on the bracha is to take away an Isser of stealing, if you have a Suffolk if you're stealing, so you don't make a bracha, because you're not, but if the Chiv is that you cannot be Nehenes, that's not a shadow of an Isser over here. It's a Takonas Chachamim, that you must be Nehenes only with a bracha. So at least the way they're learning it up over here, there's a big discussion. So brachas lahakel, they want to say that if a person has to have anav, he still makes a bracha before if he has a suffix. Because going forward, Chazal said, not pshat of an iser, it's a takana. The Chazal said, we were masakin, have anav. If you don't know if you did what we were masakin, then continue doing it. It's interesting. You would say over there maybe, okay, so brachas lahakel, but they don't go about it that way. They tell this shayla, if you have a suffix bracha going forward, is it an iser gezel or is it an iser hanah? So Bez Hashem, these are the concepts, also because Harecha comes in, something which you're not taking anything physical. If it's Doimit to Me'ilu or not, all these places, Bez Hashem, we'll meet, visit them next week.